July 9th marks the 30th anniversary of South Sudan's independence from Sudan after 21 years of fighting between the rebel Sudan People's Liberation Army and the Sudan Armed Forces. In what was then known as Southern Sudan, the struggle for independence was the hope for a brighter future. The women of South Sudan were active in liberation causes, providing food and shelter to soldiers and caring for children and the wounded fighters. Some of these women now feel the government of South Sudan have forgotten them. Eunice Nakiru Laku, a women's leader in Torit Town, says the South Sudan government should reward women for their contribution during the independence struggle.
We contribute. There is those who are bringing water, firewood. There is those who can even grind and bring food. There is those who can go and look for wild fruits. There is those who can go and collect even the green vegetables from the bush, so that our men continue fight, and when they come back, they can have food to eat. And this is our contribution as women. So then we as women, we said, what is our role then? We fought together. We worked together. We helped you. But now you decided to say, we are women. We should stay home and take care of the children. We were managing all this, managing our families at home without them, and managing them even in the front, taking for them food, taking for them clothing, taking for them medicine.
Imuta Lili Locks is married to one of the independence fighters. She says women were the backbone of the struggle.
Nuswana kan fi nagde na kangili suforwa. Zaman jafa tausika ta Uganda. Yashu ya na jaligo, Uganda ya za saadina.
We suffered all this while with no clothes. We were putting on animal skin as cloth. We were on the border of Uganda. Ugandans were the ones who brought clothes, and we exchanged with a goat or chicken to buy clothes. Our suffering was too much. Now that we have independence, guns have stopped until our men got peace. But after the peace, we found ourselves in more suffering.
Lucia Loyana Moy, who also is married to a freedom fighter, says the government should remember women's crucial role during the struggle for independence.
All these areas I have moved to, and in all these bushes, I have moved with a lot of suffering. No water, no shoes on the feet. We used to drink blood if an animal was killed. The baby that I gave birth to in the bush, I used to give her urine as water for drinking. We are still suffering as before when we were in the bush. If I can find those I used to cook for, maybe they would have helped me.
Women in South Sudan still face hardship, food insecurity, scarcity of clean water, political instability, weather extremes such as severe droughts and floods, lack of infrastructure and health care. Mary Akongo is a widow, but she was with her husband on the battlefield.
Nageni vigaba, nageni atano, aseribde beida. Sala moroka kama kwez, na bes gatano.
We were in the bush and we grained grains with our own hands, even using stones. The enemy will come and we will run and leave everything. We will stay in the bush 4 to 5 days. They will fight and chase the enemy. Then we will go back. We suffered, women and our men. Now our husbands have died. The government has forgotten us, and our husbands are the ones that contributed to this country. And now we are not remembered, the women.
South Sudan gained its independence in 2011 after years of bloody civil war. South Sudanese were united in seeking independence from Sudan, but the new country remains divided by tribal infighting, which causes barriers to lasting peace. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting in Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.